and battles will on earth and rise up and defy the lie. And cries this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel.
Amen, amen. No king, but King Jesus. Good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning. Can you believe it is October 13th already? Almost 2 full weeks into October. But here we are. We thank you for joining us. Interesting times that we live in, that's for sure. We start out with the pistol prayer, and we do give the, not really the warning, but just the note that it is a type of imprecatory prayer. And so you want to be prayed up when you pray it. You want to make sure you've put on the full armor of God, prayed it on, and prayed it on your family, and at least that, the Lord's Prayer. And hopefully we're starting our day that way. It's our job to remind you to do that. And I think you'll find that when you do it, it just, the day goes better. It does, as a follower of Jesus Christ. You know, if you were a marathon runner, or for those marathon runners, they don't just run on one day a week. They get up and run almost every day. And they practice every day because that's what they do. As Christians, what we do is pray. Okay? It's what we do. And so, the Lord's Prayer, praying on the full armor of God, and a litany of others for sure. And this pistol prayer is one that, well, it works. How about that? It works. I hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus caused it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, Remnant, we're getting notes that you got your Volume 10 newsletter in the mail. Don't know about Western North Carolina or Florida. That might be a little delay because of the weather. But Texas and Colorado and places, you've let us know that you're getting it, Volume 10. It's the third and final Firearms and Freedom, Part 3, the prophetic and foundational message by Colonel Moore. And so that we hope you're enjoying it. We hope you got your newsletter. If you haven't yet, you let us know. We got it emailed out as well. And if you'd like it, you let us know. We'll be glad to get it to you. Want to start out in Nahum. Nahum 1, verse 7. Nahum 1, verse 7 says, "The Lord is good." That's a good place to start. "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him." Okay? He knows those who take refuge in him. You compare that with Psalms 91. Boy, there's a whole sermon that could be right there. "Those that dwell in the shelter of the Most High." See, he knows them. That means there's some that don't take refuge in him. There's those that say, "Nah, I don't want nothing to do with you." But he is good. He is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. And you know, these last few weeks have been days of trouble. Oh, they've been beautiful days out here. Probably the mildest fall we've ever had. Just had frost this morning. Other than that, it's been t-shirt and shorts weather out here. But it hadn't been that pleasant in other parts of the country. No, let's take a look. A couple pictures here. Just another couple. I saw these, wanted to share with you. Hurricane Helene up in western North Carolina. Just imagine this is your house, or what was your house. And we've got thousands of Americans that are living that today. Okay? But I saw this, and I wanted to share this. I had to share this with you. If you can hit that next picture, Jason. I'd seen this. I've received it on about three different emails. I saw it on social media. And it says, today I saw the Holy Spirit move like never before. Hundreds of folks coming together for baptism. They didn't put it in there, but that's what they're doing. To give their lives to Christ in Rutherford County, Western North Carolina, following Hurricane Helene. And I just thought, you know, see, in all the turmoil, in all the mess, in the trials and the troubles, and in all the destruction and loss and death, it's got some people's attention. You know, that's how God works. If you take time, I'm preaching to the choir here, I know, but when we take time to look at the Word, we see that's how He's always moved. That's how He's always got the attention of those that He loves that have wandered and strayed. Well, there's hundreds going to get baptized there in Rutherford County. Praise the Lord for that. Couple more pictures here I wanted to share, and then we're going to move on. A couple more that caught my eye. This was a little shop there. You know, the road, the gas line exposed, just gone. And then the next picture was a comparison, Jason, if you can hit that one. And it went from this, there's the road. What was that, Cherry Park, Cherry Hill, there on the left. And then the same after, it's just gone. I mean, not only the business is gone, the road gone, the foundation gone, the infrastructure gone. I saw this next picture of this little church with a helicopter sitting out in front of it. I thought that was pretty interesting. This was just this past week. And can you see that? Now, the church has got a little damage to it, but they're letting you know, service, 11 a.m. Sunday. Now, you can't get in and out. You got to have the little whirlybirds to get them in and out. And there's many, many still places that are there. So Remnant, you have to keep them in prayer. It is what we do. Remember, if we were marathon runners, we would be running. Well, I'm not a marathon runner. But I am a Christian, and I've been praying. And I hope that's what you're doing. That's what we are called to do. It is our job. It is our duty. If you can do more, if you can, you know, Jason mentioned on coffee yesterday morning that we have been able to reach out to some people and connect the dots and help out and put things. And so that's happening as well. That's good. If you can do that as well. And we've seen that. We have seen people that had four wheelers that lived next door to go help, all the way up to people that had private helicopters and airplanes to go help. And it's because of that law written on their heart. They just can't help it. Psalm 46:1, another reminder. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. You know, this nation's in trouble. Wasn't just Hurricane Helene ripping through that hit, but how about Hurricane Milton? Let's hit this next one. I got a couple here. I want to show you a comparison. This was Hurricane Milton bearing down on Florida. And a couple of things there, 160 mile per hour winds, gust of 200, pressure at 915 millibars, moving northeast at 12 miles an hour, slow, heavy, pounding storm, as bad as they get. Lowest millibars. I saw one quote from one of those hurricane planes that fly in the outskirts of it and stuff, said it was a beast from start to finish, just before it hit Florida. Hit this next one there, Jason, if you would. There you go. That's that one. Let's leave that up. Now, as it was approaching, guess what? It sped up a little bit. 15 miles an hour. The wind's down to 120 miles per hour. That's a huge difference. Huge difference in the 160, 180 mile per hour winds that it was having out in the Gulf. Huge difference. Proverbs 15:29 came to mind. I looked this up and wanted to share that with you. A couple of scriptures here because it's what came to mind as this was happening just this past week. And it says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. See, there's that distinction. There's that distinction. Why should I try to lead a righteous life? Because when you do, God hears your prayers. It's as simple as that. You want to go out and drink and carouse and booze it up and drug it up and just say, who cares? Go ahead. Go ahead. But the Lord's going to be far from you. Psalms or Proverbs 15:29. And then a second witness to that, James 5:16. James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Now, where's our righteousness? In Christ. In being true, obedient followers to Christ. But when you do that, you have effective prayers. That's one of the most powerful forces on this earth. It truly is. And then this, I saw this. From 160-mile-per-hour winds out in the Gulf to 90 when it made landfall. When it made landfall, it was down to a Category 3, Hurricane Milton was, a Category 3 storm. And then as it crossed the state, it dropped on down to a Type 1. But from a, you get the wind cut in half. Cut in half. Now, it still did damage. Here's a couple pictures, especially out on the coast. House is gone. Beach houses, oh, man, that was a nice, pretty yellow beach house that just have to be crushed. Even over, I think it was by Tampa, this big Major League Baseball stadium. Hit the next one there. Jason, if you can get that. The roof ripped off. Saw videos of this. That's a big mate. You can see the little baseball field down there in the bottom of it. What a mess there. This next one, just, you know, flooding. Massive flooding, destruction, debris everywhere. Minimum loss of life. Minimum loss of life. I haven't heard, I think, six deaths attributed to it. But there again, you know, just imagine, maybe this was your house. Maybe, Jason, was this where you'd go down a vacation sometimes? I mean, you know, just because we don't live there, just again, remnant in different parts of the country, just because it wasn't your house, you got to remember, these are, you know, this didn't happen over in Iran, okay? This happened right here in the good old USA, and so we need to be praying for these people. We do. Keep them in your prayers. If you believe the word, if you believe that the prayer of the righteous is effective, if you believe that God hears your prayers and answers your prayers, I've got family down there that were right in the path. I mean, it went right through their towns. I've got a sister and brother-in-law over in Lakeland, a brother in Winter Haven, and then my brother-in-law, Steve, over in Lake Wales. And spoke with them before, let them know we were praying, and, you know, as they were getting ready and everything. After it was over, I spoke with all three that were in the direct path. Two didn't even lose power. Two different households didn't even lose power. Now, one, they had an outside fridge that was outside their back door that my brother-in-law was working on to, I think, make a something. I don't know. Anyway, it ended up on the back of 19 acres. So probably had a tornado or a wind shear that came in right at the house. No damage to the house. Just limbs down and local flooding. And a quote from my brother-in-law when he let us know how he was doing. And he said in all caps, "The Lord did deliver." I encourage them to read Psalms 91, to pray Psalms 91. And I was sure praying it for them. And we thank you, the remnant out there, that we're doing the very same thing. Isaiah 43, another word of encouragement that God is with us. Isaiah 43, verse 2 says, and this is the Living Bible. It's a different, little different translation. But it says, "When you go through deep waters in great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown." You know, we see that sometimes, that the floods come, but, you know, our lifeguard walks on water. We have to remember those things. We do. Well, Remnant, I want you to remember our network website, sfawbn.com. Lots of information there. The newswire, the broadcast schedule, the archives, the network website. Lots of work goes into this for you. For you to be able to access the information, for you to be able to log in, to watch and listen here, the live streams, the archive, the 24/7 stream, and for you to be able to share it with others as well. We're finding more and more people are coming to the website, more and more people are ordering from the website, new people, and that's encouraging. And I can't help but think that it's because you, Remnant, are doing what you're supposed to do. You're spreading the word. You're saying, hey, take a look at this, or you can get a question answered over here. And the time is right. The troubled times we're in, the storms, we're going to talk about the economy here in just a second. It's just one thing after another. And there's so many people that are just blinded out there. But you know, there's many that are looking. They are looking. They're not happy with what they found in the Judeo-Christian churches. That doesn't sit well with them. Anyway, let's take a look. 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Now that's pretty, you know, that's pretty far in this, pretty far out in this society we live in today that is just more, right? We want our 401k to go up. If we're planting and we're getting 50 bushels this year, we want to get 60 next year off the same acres, and 70 the year after that. And we push and promote that. That's what we want. More, bigger houses. What's the old song? What is it? Faster horses and something. I don't remember. Some old country western song, right? Faster horses, bigger something. But that's the mentality today. But the economy, it ain't so rosy out there. Let's take a look at this. How about Boeing? Just a couple quick stories on it. Boeing, big jet airplanes, right? And they do a lot more than just jet airplanes. Boeing slashing 17,000 jobs amid financial losses and the machinist strike. The move comes, quote, as the company's losses mount and a machinist strike that has idled its aircraft factories enters its fifth week. I had not even heard about that. The article notes, adding Boeing is also delaying the launch of its 777X wide-body plane until 2026. Now, that's putting it off another 2 years. Boeing slashing 17,000 jobs. That's an impact. That's an impact. You know, we've heard about this, the job outlook here these last year or two. Oh, 100,000 jobs were added and 10,000 more. More people off welfare. More people not looking for jobs. Blah, blah, blah. Well, 17,000 jobs is an impact. It is. These weren't minimum wage jobs either. They weren't. And they're gone. They're gone. And, oh man, the electric vehicle industry that has just been touted and praised as just the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, got an EV disaster. Fisker, not the little hand tool, but Fisker, once promoted by Joe Biden, hits a bankruptcy snag. Troubled electric vehicle company Fisker's Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings have encountered a significant obstacle. As American Lease, the company set to purchase their remaining fleet of SUVs, may back out due to a technical issue. They can't even get rid of them. You know, what was it? Hertz Rent-A-Car. They got rid of all their electric vehicles, a year or two ago? Because it didn't work. I say praise God that finally, there's a little sense of, a little bit of common sense coming back into the, whatever, the corporate marketplace or something. Something. And it's people waking up is what it is. And saying, you know, man, they're rubbing their eyes and they're looking and they're saying, the emperor ain't got no clothes on. This economy stinks. The electric vehicles don't work. How about the, you know, the college basketball? The teams aren't playing. Who is it? San Jose State? College volleyball. They're backing off because San Jose State's got some transgender cheat on their team. And Boise, Utah State, University of Wyoming shocked me when they refused to play them. But people are supporting that. The governor of Wyoming came out and said, we support that. Good job, UW, for not playing that team that cheats. How about China and Russia? We're running out of time here. China and Russia, big things happening overseas. Big things. Russia says the BRICS building alternative. They're building an alternative international payment system. We've talked to you about BRICS before. You see here, there's old China guy on the left and Putin on the right. Okay, and they're buddy-buddy. They're happy to work together. Russian Finance Minister Anton Solonov said on Thursday that the BRICS economic bloc, led by China and Russia, is working to create its own international payment system because the existing Western system is too politicized and too vulnerable to pressure from the United States. You got to remember, the United States and the U.S. dollar has led and been the boss and the currency in the international marketplace forever, at least the last 100 years. BRICS was established by Brazil, Russia, India, and China as a counter to the Western organization, like the Group of Seven, and the fifth member, South Africa, joined later. So BRICS, you had those. Now, in 2024, they added five new members, and take a look at who they added. Okay, let's hit that next screen, if you would, Jay. BRICS added five new members. So you've got Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They've added Egypt, Iran, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Ethiopia. Wanted to add Argentina, but they backed out. Another 13 nations are closely collaborating with BRICS and could apply for membership in the future. Now, see, this represents almost everybody else in the world except Western man, except Western civilizations, except the United States. And they're dealing in gold and the ruble and the yen. And they're setting their own little group up to where they could push us right out. Take a look at Psalms 83. Don't have time to go to it this morning. Take a look at Psalms 83. Oh, they've all gathered together against us, O Lord. And that's what we see. And so, sure didn't see this on Fox News or CSNBC or anything like that at all. But it's out there happening. Well, going to finish up with Ephesians 2:10. Last verse, and we're moving on. We've got a timeless pulpit truth message coming for you. And then a live message for you after that. So we're excited to be here. But Ephesians 2:10 tells us, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. I'm going to say that one again. To do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is what we were made for. Today is when we were made for. Well, Remnant, we're out of time this morning. Stay tuned. Again, got a timeless pulpit truth message coming up for you, a live message for you after that. It's a great day to be here, a great day to be alive, as the song says. And remember those that are recovering in Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee and down there in Florida as well. It's a mess, but, you know, the people are working. They are working towards it. Hey, remember, too, tomorrow's Columbus Day, okay, The post office is closed, so if you get DVD Church of the DVD service today, it might be a day late, just to give you a quick reminder. God bless. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned.
Whoa. Very nice. I'm going to sing out pretty loud.
standing for.